The state of Pennsylvania could set a record this year, hosting the most expensive U.S. Senate race ever. Outside groups, independent of the candidates themselves, have spent more than $70 million to influence the race between incumbent Republican Pat Toomey and Democratic challenger Katie McGinty. WHYY's Dave Davies has this look at who's weighing in and what they're doing.
To most of us, $1 million is a lot of money, and it's a lot to spend on a political campaign. Want to guess how many different groups have spent more than $1 million on the Pennsylvania Senate race? 3, 6? 20 different groups funneling money from all over the country are spending here, most of it for advertising. As a result, when you turn on your television, you get this.
Katie McGinty supports the Iran deal.
Pat Toomey voted to rewrite rules to...
McGinty made thousands from companies she...
And Toomey has repeatedly voted to block reforms.
Katie McGinty, special interest profits for her. Special interest profits for her.
Yikes. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the outside spending so far is at $70 million and growing, with $4 out of every $5 going to attack ads and mailings. So far, the liberal and democratic forces backing Katie McGinty are about $3 million ahead of the conservative and Republican groups on Pat Toomey's side. The biggest single spender is the Senate Majority PAC, a committee funded by wealthy Democrats with ties to Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Here's some of their handiwork.
Do you own a plane? Do you own a bank? Pat Toomey owned both. But it's the fact that Toomey owns a seat in the U.S. Senate that should really concern us.
That group alone has spent more than $15 million on the race. The second biggest spender is on the other side, Freedom Partners Action Fund, funded by the conservative Koch brothers and their allies.
We struggle to make ends meet, but Katie McGinty? The last time McGinty was in government, she backed the largest tax hike in decades.
That refers to McGinty's stint as chief of staff to Governor Tom Wolf. His proposed tax plan would have raised some taxes to fund education and other needs, but would also have lowered property taxes. It was never enacted. Some of the advertising is aimed at niche markets, like this spot from the Senate Majority PAC running on black-oriented radio stations.
President Obama knows now we must protect his legacy. That's why he's backing Katie McGinty for U.S. Senate. He knows Katie McGinty supports raising the minimum wage, equal pay for equal work for women, and increased investments in early childhood education for our kids.
There are labor, feminist, and environmental groups supporting McGinty, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supporting Toomey, and on it goes. Most groups are super PACs, which accept large contributions but do report their donors. However, some are nonprofits, which conceal their donors, so-called dark money groups. So many ads coming from so many groups can overwhelm journalists and watchdogs trying to keep track of them. Anna Orso is a reporter with the website BillyPenn.com, the Pennsylvania partner of PolitiFact, which checks the accuracy of political claims. She says months ago, newspapers and TV ad trackers were keeping up with political ads.
They're checking new commercials every time they're released. I'm certainly not seeing that as much anymore, and I think a lot of that can be attributed to the volume. Looking at every single ad is too much.
What about the candidates? McGinty says even though she benefits from the outside money, she doesn't like it.
I think that there's far, far too much money in politics, and I've been hard charging to do critically important things like overturn this court decision, Citizens United, that really opened the floodgates. It's a big difference between myself and Senator Toomey, who has voted against overturning Citizens United.
Here's how Toomey responded in the candidates' debate in Pittsburgh.
Look, I've always preferred more transparency in the system, and the simple way to do this is have all this money go to candidates and let the candidates be responsible and accountable for it and require disclosure.
Toomey is against contribution limits. He believes donors should give what they want, and candidates themselves should take responsibility for the cash and the messages it funds. One of the groups putting money into the race is a little unusual.
This is Senator Pat Toomey.
That's an ad attacking Toomey from a group called End Citizens United. It's crusading against all that outside money going into local contests, but to get the message across, it's doing just that, spending a lot of money independent of the campaign. But spokesman Adam Bozzi says End Citizens United is different from the big super PACs. It's a traditional political committee and takes no checks bigger than $5,000.
We're giving a voice to American families across the country who have been shut out by a system that is stacked against them. And we're taking on this band of billionaires who have stacked the deck in their own favor.
The group targets officials and candidates who will defend the Supreme Court Citizens United ruling. They've put $2.2 million into attacking Toomey. Pennsylvania is the most expensive race in the country so far. Vivica Novak of the Center for Responsive Politics says the spending by outside groups in this race is already even with the North Carolina Senate race of 2014.
And that race set a record for spending by super PACs and other outside groups. There's still 3 weeks to go to Election Day, so there's no doubt that Pennsylvania will hold the new record.
Dave Davies, WHYY News.